This is sports.
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 This is sports. This is sports.
With a capital F.
This is sports with a capital F.
This is sports.
F.
This is sports with a capital F.
What? It's the Sports with a Capital F podcast, and I'm Graham. That sounds like a pretty good deal. And it must mean that I am joined by the man who is practically the co-host of this podcast at this point.
Co-host.
One General Nicholas Anthony Flebo Jackson Wright III Esquire.com/ my God.
Today I want to go by Sullivan Sunglasses today. That's what I'm going by.
You have too many names already. I'm not learning another one.
Sullivan Sunglasses. Co-host. I like that. I hope there's going to be a studio applause in there, at least.
Of course.
That's why I got the sunglasses on, because I feel like a celeb now
title. You should at this point. No, I was just saying you practically are. You join me almost as often as Griff does. You're definitely in the family. Your name is on it enough so that if at some point it starts making money, you maybe do some.
Yeah. Ooh, well, I mean, if you start making money off your podcast, off my name, I might sue your ass. So
Hey, you're
dead or not.
You're a very litigious person. I understand that. I know.
That's Fleeky with three eyes, though. So, I mean.
We never know. You could just make a slight adjustment, get a guy that looks like you. It wouldn't be the same. It wouldn't be the same, though.
Barack Obama. I mean, it wouldn't be hard to find.
Well, we all know I could land Barack Obama to replace you anytime. You should watch the way you talk to me.
I don't know. Barack's a White Sox fan. He might not fuck with you.
That's true. It was very difficult for me to vote for Barack Obama for that exact reason. There was a part of me that was like, look, McCain, McCain's all right. Maybe I can work with it really wasn't McCain. It was like, maybe I could work with Sarah Palin as the vice president. I felt confident in that decision briefly. I didn't.
Hope you edit and cut this out of this podcast so nobody hears that.
No,
go Barack. Welcome back.
That's fine. I'm sure sarcasm isn't lost on the seven people we know who hear this. How was your first week of the NFL, sir?
Oh, well, let's talk about the Bears for starters.
Yeah, it's definitely time for the Bears report. I was leading you into it. Let's do it.
They did extremely well. They should have won the game. I'm not going to even blame Glenn. People are already blaming Glennon for it. That's not his fault. He had two chances where he got it in there.
No, it's definitely not his. It's definitely not his responsibility to carry the loss alone on his shoulders, especially as well as he did, the way he managed the game. Did you see how many interceptions he threw?
It was just one, right?
I don't believe it was any.
I think it was one, but I'm not. Yeah, I believe it was one.
Okay, so between one and
maybe,
any,
but I might be wrong.
And maybe five with the potential for your boy.
Yeah. Well, that Cohen dude, the young dude, Cohen.
Tariq Cohen. Yes. Yeah, that was why I was asking you if you had access to our fantasy league at this point.
Because, I grabbed him.
Yeah,
I grabbed him.
I knew it without seeing it. I knew it without seeing it because I saw the draft order. I was sitting in here with John and Pete, who have both appeared on the Sports with a Capital F podcast and who both are in our fantasy league. And I showed them. I said, most of the people in this league are from Chicago or have some connection to Chicago or are from Georgia and are Falcons fans and watching this game. Like, there's like two people in this league that don't fit in that category. Yeah.
No, you got to be quick. I mean, no, let me tell you, though, my great squad
quick.
That I
my
drafted.
Draft, my waiver number was like 100 in a 10-man league.
Yeah, that sucks. That's like, yeah, I got it. I knew I was going to get it. I acted quick. As soon as he got that first reverse and he ran it, I know you remember that. I was ready. I was ready, like, nope, I want him on my team. I don't care. I just need him on my team to carry me through because we did have a horrible showing. And matter of fact, before I cue in into the until my other football talk, let me talk to you, Tom Brady. You know, I put a lot of faith in fantasy football, and you only scored 10 points. Now, luckily, Jay Cutler was on a bye, so we couldn't see what he's going to do. But I can guarantee you he's going to put up 10 points. So if you do that 10-point bullshit again, you'll be riding pine behind Jay Cutler, okay? I'll just get that out there now.
You know what? That's not a bad discussion topic, though, especially for where we're headed. So, you know, I've had fantasy seasons, I want to say it was the year after they went undefeated, maybe the year after that, where I passed on Drew Brees and picked Tom Brady because he had such a crazy fantasy season. And A, that's always a mistake. And B, I saw him have like a pretty mediocre fantasy season up until the last few weeks, last time I owned him, and I'm pretty sure they won the Super Bowl. So Tom Brady's shaky in his old age as a fantasy pick, I think.
Nah, I think he's gonna do better. I mean, here's a stat. Here's something. You know who did better than him? Sam Bradford and Alex Smith destroyed him.
Yeah, Sam Bradford was on my bench, but I'm definitely not starting him next week over Drew Brees because
I'm giving Tom Brady another chance.
No, of course, you have to. But that's what I was going to say, though, is it's like, okay, in light of this one-week microcosm, when does Tom Brady get old and stop playing football? Because you know it has to happen at some point, right? So over-under on in the next 2 years, is he finally too old to be the best quarterback in the league or even moderately good? Do you think it'll be like a steep decline, or do you think it'll happen like, you know?
I think he'll get injured, like not like a serious injury, but he'll have an injury that'll sideline him for 6 weeks, yeah. And then he'll realize, and then he'll lose his step. That'll probably happen. I mean, because you're 40 years old, and people still want to rock the shit out of you, Tom Brady. So, like, I like you, Tom. I mean, once again, you're almost as good as Jay Cutler.
I'm trying to get those tickets. Let me finish.
I'm trying to get those tickets, Jay. I'm trying to get those tickets. But you know, he's we'll see. I mean, but he lost his best receiver, Edelman, so that's a big loss. They'll figure it out. I mean, but Alex Smith and the Chiefs came out and stomped him, though. Like, there was nothing to that. Like, no. They just stomped.
No, and I mean, that's going to happen to anybody, though. You know, the Cubs, I don't know if you remember this, but the Cubs won the World Series last year, and they had a terrible month of June, and they still won 103 games and won the World Series. So anything's possible in sports, you know?
Yeah, I know. Do I remember if the Cubs won the World Series? Yeah, I remember that was one of the gayest moments that hit Chicago sports.
That was terrible. Right up the alley for us.
And you know what,
like, it was the gayest moment in Chicago sports.
I'm just saying. Go White Sox. I'm wearing my Bears hat today, so we keep it neutral. You know, I was trying to keep it neutral.
But that was fucking hysterical. What's the gayest moment for a city? Like, I don't know. I don't understand that. But in my head, conjured up some hysterical images.
They had the Boys Town the parade. I'm sure that's pretty.
Man,
which is right by Wrigley. Which it's right.
5 million people showed up to the Cubs World Series celebration. 5 million people. Five times the million people who showed up when the White Sox won it.
But let me ask you this. How many of those people, those 5 million, strolled over from Belmont and Clark just because they saw a party in the streets? I guarantee you a lot of them didn't even know what was going on.
It was pretty well scheduled. And I mean, we could talk statistics, though. So how many people live in the city limits of Chicago? What, like 3 million people live in the city limits of Chicago? So then you just talk about downtown, and then you're talking about like people on Belmont who saw a bunch of people together. Do you think that amounts to 5 million people? 5 million people, maybe 100,000, a couple hundred thousand. Five million people was actually the seventh largest gathering of human beings in recorded history. It was like,
well, you guys have the biggest fan base.
Showed up to see Gandhi cremated as showed up to see the Cubs bus
Are you comparing this to Gandhi?
I'm not comparing anything ideologically. I'm just saying that the number of people who showed up to see that the Cubs had won the World Series.
Well, then There's a problem with society then, isn't there?
I'm not saying it's not. I'm not saying it's not, okay? I'm not over here saying it's not. Maybe that's what I'm leading to, but otherwise, the Cubs won the World Series and an obscene number of people showed up.
Well, maybe the White Sox fans, you already know, we're blue-collar workers. We don't make much money. We can't take baby.
Oh, my God.
We're hard.
Yes.
It's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good. Congratulations. I don't even know why we're talking about fans
like you from Evanston and Mr. Reisner, who is from Wilmette. Mr. Reisner,
single-handedly. I bounce out of the city and south suburbs, so I have,
no, you were, I have a little. You were right. You were a little bit, but you know you're a Cubs fan. How much do you love the north side? How much do you love the north side of Chicago? Well, if you had to pick, you live in Pilsen or you live in Rogers Park?
Of course, Rogers Park.
Right, so you're a Cubs fan. Moving on.
Anyways.
We were talking about football and we ended up back on this.
Let's get back to football. I don't want to get into this kind of, we might as well talk soccer so you can talk some more shit too.
No. We're talking football. We're Bears fans. We're talking about the same team. All right.
Well, I predict Mike Glennon goes off next week in Tampa Bay and gets 5 touchdowns. Maybe 4.
Being conservative, I see. With the call on 4 versus 5 touchdowns. I think he has a good game in Tampa Bay, and I think we benefit from the fact that they were not allowed to play last week due to the storm. And, you know, it turns out some of that was because of the Dolphins owner. You know, the Buccaneers and Dolphins were supposed to play, and they had Hurricane Irma came through, and they initially said they were going to move it to a neutral site. But it turns out the Dolphins owner, I guess, was like, no, I want that money for that home game. So they moved it to when coincidentally, both teams have the same bye week. And now the Dolphins and the Buccaneers are going to have to play 16 straight weeks of football.
Yeah. And I mean, those teams ain't going to do shit anyway, so... I mean, that's Jay Cutler could lift them up to a championship
Tampa Bay has a chance in the NFC South as much as anybody. Although I am concerned that AP thing. Yeah, but that might work itself out, dude. Give that like 3 weeks, maybe.
Yeah, I know, because I played him this week and he did squat shit, and I'm like, ugh.
Yeah,
but they got smacked up by Minnesota, though. Minnesota looked good.
No, Minnesota looked really good, and they have a very strong defense and a powerful offense. Yeah. It's unfortunate.
Did every team in the NFC North win except for us? I think so.
I believe so. Who'd the Lions play?
The Lions came back and won, I believe, against... I forgot who they played, but they came back and won.
Okay, so... All right. Well, so that's about where I expected us to be. But I will say, in the confines of that game, I felt
like... Oh, we could have won.
Yeah, I felt like the Bears held it down. There were a couple of miscommunications down there on that final play where they were within, like, a couple yards of scoring a touchdown again to win the game.
Yeah. They made it down there. That was good. I was impressed. The defense looked really good. I mean, because I had Julio Jones on fantasy, and he only got me, like, 8 points.
Yeah, contained Julio. That weird tight end guy, they just found him out there uncovered because he was, like, you know.
That one play. Yeah, that messed up.
That was really the difference right there, was that tight
that
end.
That was the difference.
Yeah, that tight end got that weird play.
Well, we got one of our safety, Prince Amuka, whatever his name is. He was out, so our defense would get better. I'm not worried about that. I think we have a good chance. I mean, Glennon played well. So,
well, the whole team played well. I mean, I think, you know, the whole squad did as good as they could. Kevin White's hurt, but we all saw that coming.
Oh, the Derrick Rose. I wouldn't even give him Derrick Rose respect, because at least Derrick Rose won MVPs. Kyle White hasn't done shit. Like, this third year, I'm over this guy. Get rid of him. Get him out of there. Is Larry Fitzgerald available? I'd rather have him on my team.
Yeah. No, I would agree that there's many reasons to have had enough of Kevin White. I will say, credit where credit's due. Bryson Brownlee, who I believe was your year in our high school, said on Facebook, he was saying that there's not really any such thing as injury prone in the NFL. It's football. It's an incredibly violent game, and you could just become unlucky and be hurt that many times, which I respected. And he was saying, he was like, you know, I think about that when I think about Kevin White, blah, blah, blah. And I agree. But from a standpoint of a guy who's like, I want my football team to win games, I think that's enough of that guy, right?
Yeah, well, he's soft. I mean, that's enough of that. After he's too soft to play in the NFL, that's what I'll say. You weren't built for the NFL. Not everybody is, big guy. That's all it is. Sorry, we wasted the first round pick on you, and you were too soft.
Beautiful.
That's the truth of the matter, right?
It is true, but Tyree, I'm saying, what if a football player, though, is just, like, unlucky enough to where they just happen to get injured a lot? You know, like not, like, because they're physically not capable of playing the game, but they just suffer, you know, several consecutive seasons worth of freak injuries. You don't think that's possible in a game like football?
I mean, give me some examples. I mean, Kevin White didn't even play in an NFL game, really, has he? Has he played in a game for us?
Yeah, yeah. He played a few games last year for sure. That year we won 3 games.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Well,
now he's not making a great impact. I was just trying to be a humanitarian.
That's okay. Well, I'm a fan. And you know what?
Exactly.
Not even a fan. I'm a supporter. Supporting the guys for a long time. Get rid of Victor Cruz. Is he even injured? Whatever. I mean, the Bears, we're going to win next.
Victor Cruz was released, but we'll put it together. They're scrappy. I like them this year. I like them better without Cutler in any incarnation. Which actually is a good time to segue into what I was talking about earlier. You know, the second worst thing to happen to Florida in the last month or two is that Jay Cutler is the quarterback of the Miami Dolphins, and he didn't get to play last week, like I said. So Jay Cutler is going to have to play 16 straight weeks of football. I would ask you, because my prediction is 3, but how many games do you think Jay Cutler will start for the Dolphins this season? I think it'll be more than 3.
If he balls out,
4. I'll give him 4.
I think he's going to ball out week 1. I think this guy's going to ball out probably next week. Would it be his week 1, week 2? I think he's going to get like 4 touchdowns. I mean, modest 230 yards, maybe an interception. He'll ball out, but no, he'll start. Is whatever the fuck his name is out for the season? Tannehill? Is he out for the season or just?
Yeah, no, it's Jay's show at this point.
Oh, Jay's there for the whole show then. Yeah, he'll be fine.
It's his show. Well, I mean, presumably, let's say Tannehill for some reason is available way later in the season. I'm sure by then Jay Cutler will have orchestrated an offense that will compete with anybody, and I'm sure they won't have a need for another quarterback by then.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. I mean, look at the AFC too. They can make the playoffs. They can make a wild card spot. They won't win a division, but they can make the playoffs. Like, it's a lot of weeks. A lot of weeks in the AFC.
Now, look, they did. That was something Griff mentioned, was that they did make the playoffs last year with Matt Moore starting the last like 3 or 4 games of the season or whatever.
They can go 9-7.
Yeah,
it's possible. Yeah. Cutler is playing in Miami too, and I'd much rather play in Miami in December, January than Soldier Field.
True, but also you're in Miami. That's always been my thing. I've said that so many times on this podcast. I've said that, like, I think the problem with having a football team in Miami is that you have a football team in Miami, and you're moving professional football players to Miami. And you're like, oh, you got a little money to throw around? This is the greatest place in the world. This place makes it look like Las Vegas look ridiculous. Although I'm also looking forward to seeing what happens with young Raiders players when they're in Las Vegas, you know?
Oh, that's going to be bad because they already have a bad reputation as being a Raider.
Right,
so, yeah.
And they're going to be in Las Vegas. No, as if L.A. wasn't, you know, a big enough challenge. Even Oakland was a challenge for a lot of those guys. It'll be interesting to see. It'll be hysterical either way.
Yeah, I actually like that move. I like the Las Vegas Raiders. That seems good. That seems exactly where they need to be.
Yeah.
In the middle of the desert.
I don't know. I really like Oakland, but I also felt like moving the Raiders to L.A. was such an anarchist move, like such a old school football move. Like you said, like I'm like excited about it.
Yeah, exactly. No, the Las Vegas has a team. They got a hockey team now, too, don't they? They have a hockey team next year, I believe.
No, Man, you're talking to me like I host a sports podcast or something. I don't know anything about hockey. It's about sports about half the time, and that other half of the time is when it's about her.
Well, I believe, so I will inform your listeners in little sports, I believe that Las Vegas has a hockey team too, NHL.
It's entirely probable. I just don't know. But I do like the move. I like the move. But it is absurdity.
Yeah, well, it would be terrible, and they won't be any good. They're going to fail right there.
But that was all of that leads back around to the fact, though, that I was saying that that's why Miami is a bad place to have a team when you want to win a championship, because they're so.
Well, when was the last time they won a championship? It's been a long time.
The 70s. It? Yeah, they had a perfect season, and it was still like, it was like four games less than the Patriots won the year they lost the Super Bowl. But yeah, they won, what was it, 72? I think Griff is probably like throwing his phone through his windshield right now while I'm saying this. I
think it was, oh, is he a Dolphins fan?
Yeah, no, he's a proper Dolphins fan. Yeah, you know, you guys are in the same boat this year on Cutler. But that's saying. That's why he was saying, he was like, is it a downgrade from Tannehill? And I'm like, yeah, except for Cutler brings you negative wins.
That's, yeah, no, I think Cutler's away.
He can win as many games as Tannehill, but he might lose twice as much.
Adam Gase, it's going to be good. It's going to be
what
a
does
good
that
season
mean? Why do people keep saying that? What does that mean? They're like, Adam Cutler had his first not terrible year under Adam Gase, what, 3 years ago, 2 years ago? Now Adam Gase is a head coach, and that makes sense.
Adam Gase is the known QB whisperer. He comes from Denver. He's supposed to be known as like a good QB. He was a QB coach originally. So
are there
a QB
any quarterbacks who won Super Bowls that he had anything to do with? Or did they get rid of him?
I think he was the Broncos. He was with the Broncos. He was with the Broncos when they won the Super Bowl, didn't they?
He was probably with the Broncos when Cutler was there and was probably not there when Manning came back and won a Super Bowl.
I don't know. I have to find that stat out.
I'm pretty sure he was with the Bears the year the Broncos won the Super Bowl. Either way, Jay Cutler, how about that?
No, I don't want to talk about Jay. I just wanted to say, Tom Brady, if you don't do your shit next week, Jay Cutler. That's all I wanted to say.
Jay Cutler's getting the start, huh, for you?
Yeah. If you score 10 points again, Tom.
You're only going to give him 2 weeks? I would. That sounds reasonable, though, especially when you have Jay Cutler, because you know eventually Jay Cutler's going to break free.
You would love me. I know that's some kind of strategy. It's okay.
All right, should we do it? Yeah, we're 20-something minutes into this. You want to do a power rankings?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, actually, you know what? I forgot. I meant to mention this just briefly, that LeBron James today shouted out the Cleveland Indians. And I don't know what the score of that Indians game is. Maybe they won again, but you know they're in the midst of like a 21-game winning streak.
Yeah, they're killing it right now. Right, it's the right time. Well, somebody said it's too early or something, right?
Well, you know, also though, that the fact that LeBron James is shouting them out is odd because he was in the stands in Game 7. I'm sure you do or don't remember this, but I remember Game 7. In Game 7 of the World Series last year, when the Cubs won the World Series, LeBron James was in the stands. When they tied the game with that home run, and he did this like stupid like flex thing and was like, yeah, and like shaking his head up and down. You know how LeBron James looks when you're like, I've had enough of this.
Yeah, yeah. That stupid little.
Yeah. When you see him and you're like, I've had enough of this. But so then the Cubs won the World Series. And in the back of my mind at that moment, when like my entire life culminated in and out, and I was like, ecstatic with joy, the extra cream, the cherry on top was that I was like, oh, LeBron James is there, and just watch the Cubs beat the Indians in the World Series.
It felt, I guess that though, I mean,
you know what, yeah, I mean, it felt so good. There was like a,
it's almost like she was playing for him, and you guys beat LeBron James in baseball too.
There was a hint of good. That Well, yeah, because you remember that. Remember, that was a couple years ago. Remember when Derrick Rose came out and hit that three and pushed it to a game six, or pushed it to a game seven, or no, that was pushed it to a game six, and we lost two in a row. And then the next night, LeBron hit a three at the buzzer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Was that when Joakim said, like, Cleveland was the worst city ever?
Yep. Was there that was. Yeah. Oh, God. I loved that Bulls team, man.
Yeah, that was a good Bulls team.
I loved that Bulls team. Keeping that together meant a lot to me. When they got rid of Joakim, though, I was like, okay, they're not serious. And there were so many people willing to make excuses for getting rid of Joakim Noah. And I was like, first of all, the fact that when it counts, he's a pimp. And also, like, what he brings, like, to the chemistry of the team.
When Derrick Rose wasn't there, he was the team. So, good for – I like Joakim.
No,
I hated him in college, but
yeah,
I liked him.
I didn't care. I liked him when he played for Florida, even when they beat Illinois. I lived with it, you know. It's okay. I thought he was a character. And then he came and played for the Bulls. It all squared away. But that Bulls,
it was good.
That Bulls team at some point should have won a ring. I mean, even
– Taj Gibson. Yeah, isn't Taj Gibson in Minnesota now, I think, too?
Yeah. Oh, everybody went nowhere. You know, Noah and Rose got their payday and are definitely not going to win shit with the Knicks because nobody wins
it. Well, Rose is with Cleveland now.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, because LeBron James had that tweet where he was like, let's go, G.
That's his backup point guard. He can't make shit, but it's a backyard.
I was like, interesting. Yeah.
Because they got Isaiah Thomas now. They got a bunch of players. Like, Cleveland got a squad now. They got a way better team.
I saw fake news where it said they got Dwayne Wade, but I was also like, even if they do, I don't think that guy's going
to
start.
Well, Dwayne Wade said that he's trying to leave Chicago anyway, so why not go play in Cleveland?
That's a terrible organization. The Bulls have blown it. And they had, we'll go conspiracy theory here just for a second. The NBA is crooked as hell. We already know the referees are awful, and every few years they get caught taking money and a bunch of them go to prison. But like the NBA is heavily invested in preventing parity, in my opinion, as a conspiracy theory. Because you look at that Bulls team that a few years took Cleveland deep in the playoffs. That Bulls team took Cleveland to the Eastern Conference Final, had them within one game of elimination, and
that triple overtime game. They had the most overtime games in a playoff series that year.
Yeah,
in those years. Yeah.
And then they had so then you see the officiating, because you can lie all you want, but you can tell when the officiating's tipping one way or the other. Mm-hmm. I felt like Steph Curry's wife last year when she was like, or the year before last, when she was like, the referees were being unfair. I was like, you don't clearly understand what that means, because they weren't, and they often are, you know.
Yeah.
And I do, but it in that conspiracy theory, I do think the NBA orchestrates a system where they're like, oh, that weird Bulls team is scrappy and full of personality. You need to split that up, you know? You need to break, you got to break that up.
Or it's going to be like the bad point, yeah.
But that happens with a lot of teams, though. Because, you know, you look at like Memphis, you look at OKC, you look at like all these teams in the West. There's teams in the East that are like that, too. Look at Boston. Like, you think you're going to compete in this conference? Yeah. Like Boston, that kid took LeBron down to the final moments, you know, as far as the.
Yeah, you know, he's on Cleveland now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So that like only lends credence to what I'm saying. That kid in Boston like really gave him a run. And I was kind of like, man, that would be kind of cool if Boston became the team that, you know, fought against the evil empire. And then Isaiah Thomas went to Cleveland. And I was like, man, the NBA is garbage.
Yeah, it's stupid. I still like Cleveland to win it on for the East next year anyway, so it don't matter.
I'm sure Cleveland will win it from the East, and I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, see, that's the problem. We could do our NBA special right now and be like, Cleveland in six, Warriors in five, whatever. I guess you could do an NBA special right now. But I'm pretty sure
I don't think the Warriors win. I think Houston gives them run for the money, or San Antonio. San Antonio was about to beat Golden State last year until that Pachulia guy entered Kawhi Leonard. And that's the turnaround.
It's possible, but they're so deep.
Yeah.
I mean, and that, so right. That's what we're waiting for next year. There's going to be a whole NBA season that leads up to the conference championship
series. Yeah, conference championship. Yeah, the Western Conference championship. That's what counts.
See it that far out in front. I don't know. The NBA drives me bonkers.
I know.
That's okay. But so anyway, as long as we got football. And that's all I was saying was that LeBron is the curse, and he shouted out the Indians today, who are on what 21 straight game win streak. They won't curse tonight. Yeah. Oh no. Yeah, they've won a shitload of games in a row.
Good for those guys. That's all.
Yeah. It's funny though too, because like the Indians had this like big run, and I was kind of thinking in my head, like when I was thinking about ways to hate on them, I was thinking about steroids. Right. But then I was like, you know what? I wonder, because you see it all the time with no fanfare at all. I'm like, how many NFL players have been suspended for PEDs this season so far? Right. Do you know what that number is?
Did you look it up?
I did.
Oh, what is it?
14.
This season of the NFL?
This season in the NFL. 14 players on rosters have already been suspended for PEDs. And I'm not saying that I care about that, but I'm just saying baseball has taken a very unfair hit when football, I don't care, but clearly everyone in the NFL is on steroids, right?
You kind of have to be.
Right.
I guess. Well, it's some animals. You kind of have to be.
I think maybe that's why we take it easier on people in the NFL than we do on people who play baseball, use steroids. Because, yeah, right? Like, you go out there and play NFL football.
You don't need steroids for baseball. What's those pitchers that are fat as shit? They don't have the baseball. They don't. CC Sabathia.
Yeah.
Professional league baseball player. Yeah. Fat and out of shape.
They might find out that he was on steroids. It's so weird. It's such a weird situation with PEDs these days. You just don't know. But either way, like you said, yeah, you're like, well, whatever. I mean, it can't be that hard to play clean baseball. But I would, shit. If I found myself in some kind of nightmare where I was being forced to play a couple weeks of NFL football, I would be like, I need a few months and a shitload of steroids.
Yeah, I bet you that they're going to go drug test my man's Cohen. Hats off to you, this new Chicago Bears running back, because somebody who's that small typically can't do that much work. So they probably think you're on steroids.
Well, you
think, I don't think so, sir.
You think, I don't think so, though. But I've noticed, too, though, it's very rare that a star offensive player will be benched in the NFL for using steroids. Because I think that when they want to, they can suspend enough guys without messing up the league, because you never see that, right? Like, so like you never saw Jamal Charles go down for PEDs in his heyday, you know. You're like Ray Lewis and Brian Urlacher. You don't think Brian Urlacher ever should have missed some games?
Like, he probably should have. I don't know about Ray Lewis, though. Ray Lewis just seems crazy. He just seems naturally like...
Yes, no, I believe he's naturally insane, and I believe his muscles are made out of steel because of some, creative nutrition.
Yeah. His hair is also made of steel, too. At least that's what it looks like.
No, he's an insane person, and I would hate to actually add him in this conversation. I actually retract my previous statement.
He's a good guy.
But everyone else, no, Ray Lewis is an insane. He killed a guy. You know what was funny? There was a time when I used to talk shit about the NFL because I used to be like, if I was a commentator, I'd be like, and Ray Lewis with the sack. Interesting fact, one time he killed a guy. there was a long time, and I love Ray Lewis. Ray Lewis is one of my favorite linebackers who's ever lived. One of my favorite football players who's ever lived. But it was difficult to see him out there playing and be like, oh, one time he killed a guy. And especially when you see him on a panel, when you see him on the panel, like Steve Young and those guys. I feel like Steve Young's like, I didn't sign up for this. I didn't sign up for this proximity. Yeah.
That was hilarious, too, because was it D.L. Hughley or whatever his name is? He was like, yeah, man, I'm boycotting the NFL because of letting people back in with murdered people. And beat they women, but they won't let Colin Kaepernick in for,
Yeah. Although, all right.
Dog fighting and stuff like Michael Vick got a job. I mean, Colin Kaepernick was like a top 10 quarterback last year he started or something. Like, his stats are there.
All right.
Stats is there.
Here's my
stat-wise.
Here's my take on Colin Kaepernick, right? Colin Kaepernick is being blackballed because there's a great deal of controversy around his existence in the NFL. But this was how Griff put it, and I thought this was pretty solid. Not that it's excusable, but still solid. Excuse me. Is that signing Kaepernick comes with the exact same problems that come with signing Tim Tebow. In that, if you sign this guy, he comes along with a massive non-football related fan base. So, and you're obviously talking about a backup in either case too, right? Because Colin Kaepernick's not going to start wherever he goes. And...
Or doesn't he start? There's a couple of teams that can use a Kaepernick.
There's a few teams where he could start, but, you know, the man hasn't played recently, and the Niners didn't win a lot of games last year.
Well, I know he could have been with the Texans. I mean, even though they're going with their rookie, no offense, he got smoked by the Jacksonville Jaguars last week. That was a place that he could have went and helped him out. I don't even know who the Jets quarterback is. Who is the Jets quarterback? I have no clue.
Oh, it's Josh McCown.
Josh McCown. You sound like that's an upgrade.
I'm not saying it's not. There's a lot of potential upsides with Kaepernick, but I'm only saying from a business standpoint, right? Because you look at the NFL, they don't give a fuck about anything but money because they had to pretend to care. Remember, they got caught pretending to care about the troops, except for they were charging the government for ad time. And then it was like, oh, well, then the domestic violence thing, they didn't care about that till it started costing them money. And I think the Kaepernick thing, owners are being kind of pragmatic about it. Like, if we bring this guy on and he's our backup, or he starts to struggle and so let's say he starts somewhere and he starts to struggle and they bench him. Either one of those scenarios, you end up with a lot of distractions, like from the media and a weird fan base. I'm not excusing it. I do think Colin Kaepernick should have a job. But objectively, I'm like, I don't. You know,
you don't give him a job,
Marshawn
though?
Lynch start, you know?
What if you don't give him a job and then you have more people boycotting the NFL and then you lose more money that way? Like, it doesn't matter. No matter what happens, there's no right. Because if you give Colin Kaepernick a job, you're pretty much knowing that it's to shut people up. That's the only reason why. The only reason why Colin Kaepernick's getting signed at this point is so that bygones be bygones thing, to sweep it under the rug. If it's not going to happen now. If you don't sign, there's a lot of people going to start boycotting NFL for that stuff.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people boycotting the NFL because of Kaepernick on both sides of the argument. But also, the NFL's numbers have been declining in recent years, regardless of that. And there's a part of me that wonders if that's not an excuse. Oh, and it's also not something I think that the NFL's particularly concerned about. I think they're maybe using it as an excuse for shareholders for slumping ratings, but I still feel like I don't know that people who are boycotting the NFL because of Colin Kaepernick outweigh the number of people who are boycotting it because of domestic violence and brain damage. And
well, me personally, I'm boycotting because they don't let the players dance in the end zone anymore. That's where I pick up. That's more serious news to me. That was exciting and entertaining. Now, I know that you guys might call me classless for that, but that's what we need.
I agree. I agree. Yeah. We should boycott until they start letting them do complicated dance routines. Yeah.
Come on, you used to watch the Cincinnati Bengals just to watch to see what Terrell Owens or Ocho Cinco would have done.
That team up was do a touchdown. Yeah, because they would put on Shakespearean plays in the end zone.
What's he going to do next? Yeah, exactly.
You never know. But he was definitely out there. Both of them were definitely out there thinking about scoring touchdowns more than they were, because that team didn't do great that year.
No, they didn't do great. Well, they never won playoff games, but that's not the expectancy. They just...
All right, you want to do a quick power rankings? Because we're at about 40 minutes here. I feel like we should
probably squeeze it. Yeah, let's get this done. Yeah, that's fine.
Right. Let's have a power rankings.
And now, the Cap F Sports Power rankings.
Are you ready for this, sir? Because I've just picked this off the list. I think it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Independence.
This is what it is. You are.
Ready? Independence.
Okay. Yeah.
Tortellini and campaign.
And campaign?
Yep. Independence. Ooh. Tortellini. Campaign.
Ooh. Well,
Oh, good.
Huh? I like pasta, so tortellini is the most important thing of all of that, because I don't need independence to eat pasta. I just need my pasta to be free. So
really?
I would put that as number one.
Really?
I love me some pasta.
I was going to start with this, and this is not some kind of weird hillbilly rant, but I was going to start with this, and that is independence is the only thing that as soon as you have it, you take it for granted, right? And I don't mean like, oh, our troops fight for our rights and you better support the president. But I'm just saying, like, when you live in a country that's independent, if you're a single person with no kids, you're like, I feel like I should be married and not be allowed to leave the house. You know what I mean? I feel like
I
as human beings, when you have independence, it's the easiest thing to not appreciate, because it's such an because it's so simple. It's just like, oh, I can get up and I can look at porn and I can talk shit about my neighbor and I can talk shit about the person who runs the country and I can go on the internet and be like, this country smells like balls or whatever you want to say. But that's because independence for human beings is easy to take for granted. But in any microcosm, you use it. Like, look at people in the Western world who are independent and how much, like, look at us in this country. We're incredibly independent. This is definitely the best time to be alive ever for anyone at all who lives in this country. And there's people who are like, I feel like my rights are being trampled on. I'm like, I feel like you're kind of taking advantage of independence. And then
that's a good point. A very good point. I didn't look at it that way.
You always are. You never take independence for granted. And that was funny because you were like, tortellini. And I'm like, you can't get tortellini without independence. You can't have it.
Yeah, you're a good point. I guess.
Without independence. I guess you're right. Or you could have state-run tortellini. How good do you think state-made tortellini would be? Probably.
Hey, state.
Pretty
probably
awful.
Delightful.
It's probably pretty awful.
I guess you're right. But I guess campaigning is very important, because look at Donald Trump.
No, yeah. Campaigns are low for me because I hate them, and now they start 3 years before the election for president.
What's a money grab?
Yeah, it's nonsense.
Money grab.
It's absolute nonsense. Campaigns are at the bottom for me. As a matter of fact, my
list. Yeah, no, campaign was definitely at the bottom. Yeah,
independence,
sure.
Tortellini, campaign.
I'm still going to go tortellini because
No, I agree. They're interchangeable. I could see that. Because you're like, no, I already am independent. Regardless of what you just said, I'm independent and I love tortellini.
Yeah.
I love tortellini too.
Even if my parents and I wasn't independent, I lived with my parents and they fed me tortellini, I would be happy.
That's true. That's true. And if you were in some sort of state-run, post-apocalyptic despot future big brother, you would still be happy if they fed you delicious tortellini.
Correct.
There's something to be said for that. All right, well, let's wrap this up, man. You got anything going on? You got anything fun happening in your life that you want to tell everybody about?
I'm going to Hawaii next week.
What?
Going to Hawaii.
That's an important part of your sabbatical, and I'm very proud of you, sir. And I hope you do well out there.
Shouts out to my boy B Young for taking care of that for me.
Absolutely. Put Skype on your phone, though. That's America. You can make calls. Skype us from the beach, man. We'll do a podcast.
Well, I have my laptop.
Yeah, we'll do a podcast while you're out there from a balcony somewhere. All right. Well, that's the podcast, everybody. I think we went a little bit long, but I'm always happy to talk to this guy. That was Nick. I'm Graham. This is the Sports with a Capital F podcast. And you know what's funny is people tell people, like, what's your Twitter handle on podcasts all the time? And I'm like, just Google Cap F Sports or Sports with a Capital F. It's the same. You'll find all the same stuff.
Yeah.
It's all the same.
or just lazy and they just don't want to do the time.
All of those things are accurate. Absolutely. Well,
for silver sunglasses, that's who I am today. You probably forgot that already, but.
All right. Silver sunglasses. Graham, we're out. Good night, everybody.
This is Sports with a capital F.
This is Sports.
This is Capital.
This is Sports.